This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Prof. Dion Foster. How's it going that side of the world?
Brad, how's it? Nee, het is niet de vrije universiteit, want je betaalt geen fooie. It's the free university because it was founded by a guy called Abraham Kuyper,
mm-hmm.
who was both prime minister of the Netherlands, but also a minister. And he believed that you needed a university that was free from both the church and the state so that people could express and study in freedom and search for truth without being held liable by the Pope or the King or, you know, these powers in society. So that's why it's the free university, although Dutch students pay almost nothing to go to university.
Almost free. You see, now with the story about Mr. Kuyper there, you've always bringing us something that, let's be honest, most of us don't know, whether it's stories or books or other information or stories around people of faith. And today is absolutely no different. I can't wait for you to share the story that you've got for us today and a beautiful reminder out of the book of Luke chapter 16, Dion.
Brad, so yesterday I was reading Luke chapter 16. Listen to this. Luke 16 verse 10. Jesus says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much." And of course, the opposite is also true. We read that in Luke 16, verse 10, "Whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with very much." And, you know, as I read this verse, it reminded me that true greatness in God's kingdom doesn't begin with spectacular acts. I think we are living in a time in history where people are looking for the superwoman, the superman, the spectacular act. But in the kingdom of God, it begins with the smallest faithful things. Now, this is where the story of Teresa of Lisieux comes in. So yesterday was the day where many Christians around the world remembered the life of Therese. She was a young woman. She died at the age of 24 in obscurity. Mm. So when she was 15 years old, I think she was one of nine children. Her mother had died when I think she was 9 or 10, something like that. And so she entered a Carmelite order in her town, Lisieux. So she didn't go to a great city. She got permission to enter this order. And she never traveled the world. She never preached great messages. She never wrote many books. But today she's one of the best known examples of Christian life and remembered by many Christians for what they call the little way. So if you do a little Google search for Teresa of Lisieux and the little way, you'll find so much about her. And it seems that, you know, in her life, she was part of this Carmelite order of nuns. She wrote a little book. It was called Story of a Soul. And after she died from tuberculosis, the age of 24, the little book was found. And it was read by some of her sisters. And they found it so beautiful that they got permission to publish it, and it became an absolute bestseller at the time. That was in 1897. Now, I want to read you one little quote from her book, Story of a Soul. Teresa writes, "Love proves itself by deeds. But how am I to show my love? I don't have the opportunity to do great things. The only way I can prove my love is by scattering little flowers. And these little flowers are every little sacrifice, every little deed, every little word. It's the doing of the least of my actions with the greatest love." And, you know, I think that just captured something for me, Brad, and over the century, over the last century or and a bit for many others who really have seen this sort of link between her life, a young woman living in a monastery in an unknown town, who has such an impact upon the people around her just by being faithful in the little things, that she transforms not only her community, but eventually through being remembered and the sort of connection between what she says and how she lived, the sort of strength of that witness transformed Christians over many, many decades. So I think I was encouraged yesterday just by thinking about the fact that, you know, the way in which I care for my family, how I treat my colleagues, how I live with my neighbors, I attend to my small duties, answering the emails, you know, answering the WhatsApps, sometimes dealing with little conflicts or unhappinesses. These are, I think, what Teresa would today call the steps along the little way. They're the scattering of the flowers of the love of Jesus in how we deal with people. And Brad, I think God sees that faithfulness in the small things. And I think one day when we get to eternity, we're going to see just how important those tiny little acts of love and kindness, that Christ-likeness, the fruit of the Spirit was in the establishment of great things in God's kingdom.
Dion, I couldn't help but notice also the beauty of all of this. We're talking about the little things, but God would also use someone who didn't have a magnificent upbringing, who only lived to be the age of 24, who wrote this book that was only later found. And in the greatest scheme of this world in which we live, and looking at who gets popularity and success and who's on the bestseller list, is seldom ever a young person in an obscure place, right? So it seems beautiful to me as you share the story that God really uses anyone, and sometimes the most insignificant seeming person by the world's standards are the giants that God would use, right?
Yeah, and of course, you know, the Apostle Paul says it even more clearly. He says, you know, God often uses things that seem foolish to the world to shame the wise. And I think there's great truth in that. And, you know, Brad, that encourages me. I do think that all of us, and particularly for our listeners, you know, we should strive to be our very best and do our very best. But let's not strive for the standards of this world, you know, the number of followers we have on Instagram, you know, the titles or public recognition that we have. Let's begin by saying, you know, how can I be most faithful to those who are closest to me, express greatest love? And I think that's the revolution that God uses to change the world. I remember Archbishop Tutu, when he was still alive, saying, you know, let us do our little acts of love, each one of us. When they are put together, they will overwhelm the world. And I think there's something beautiful in that.
And for those who this morning are listening and thinking, I don't matter, those are usually the people that God is very willing and enthusiastic to put to good work. So you never know what God might call you to. Dion, you have been called to really big things, and we're grateful for your humility in the positions that God has called you. And to be able to be on the program with me is a massive privilege. And thank you for what you bring. Thank you for the stories you share. And thank you that you realign us so wonderfully every Thursday morning. We appreciate you. Up to anything interesting, or is it just work as usual today?
Today, I'm going to get on my bicycle and cycle to the university. Het sonnetje skijnt. It is wel koud, but I'm on my way to the university and just meetings with my colleagues and students and trying to be as Christ-like as I can in the midst of all of it.
Yeah, we love that. Thanks, Dion. Be blessed. Be safe until we connect again.
Thanks, Fred. God bless. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.